Thank you. And once again, Mike and Kim along with you for the good stuff on your favorite local radio station. Kim's going to tell you about Tri-State Livestock News, and then we're going to get started with some good stuff for you.
That's right. Discover the pulse of agriculture from grain to sheep, dairy cattle to top-notch horse operations. Equip yourself with the best farm and ranch equipment updates and upcoming ag events. Tri-State Livestock News. Visit online at tsln.com. Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read.
You know, just a sad note, wanted to remind you that yesterday, March 9th, was the anniversary of rodeo champion and singer Chris Ledoux's death in Casper, Wyoming at the age of 56. Commenting on Ledoux's death, Capitol Records Nashville president and CEO Mike Dungan wrote, "In a world of egos and sound alikes, he was a unique artist and a wonderful man." A tribute to Chris Ledoux. And, Kim, what are you going to share today?
I have a piece called The Dublin Duo. But before I do that, I have a quote from Robert Louis Stevenson. "Don't judge each day by the harvest, but by the seed you plant."
Was he Irish?
I don't know that he was, but I just came across that, okay. And I really liked it. So I thought, if I don't share it in the beginning, I'll forget.
All right.
Okay. The Dublin Duo. Two men were sitting next to each other at a bar. After a while, one guy looks at the other and says, "I can't help but think from listening to you that you're from Ireland." The other guy responds proudly, "Yes, that I am." Notice no accent, because I cannot do it.
Okay.
Okay. The first guy says, "So am I. And whereabout from Ireland might you be?" The other guy answers, "From Dublin I am." The first guy responds, "Sure, and begorra, and so am I. What street did you live on in Dublin?" The other guy says, "A lovely little area it was. I lived on McCleary Street in the old central part of town." The first guy says, "Faith, and it's a small world. So did I. And to what school would you be going?" The other guy answers, "Well, now, I went to St. Mary's, of course." The first guy gets really excited and he says, "And so did I. Tell me, what year did you graduate?" The other guy answers, "Well, now I graduated in 1994. The first guy exclaims, "The good Lord must be smiling down upon us. I can hardly believe our good luck at winding up in the same bar tonight. Can you believe it? I graduated from St. Mary's the same year." About this time, another guy walks into a bar, sits down, and orders a beer. The bartender walks over, shaking his head, and mutters, "It's going to be a long night tonight. The Murphy twins are drunk again."
Oh, no. Oh, no.
A little bit of Irish for St. Patrick's Day coming up.
This isn't really an Irish thing, but I thought it was pretty interesting fact. The names of all the continents end with the same letter they begin with, and it's usually an A. Asia, America, Antarctica, Africa, Australia, and Europe. Isn't that strange?
That is very interesting.
How did we come up with that?
Well, nobody asked me, so I don't know.
You know, there's no questioning that the leprechaun, which dates back to medieval times, is Ireland's most prolific myth. Leprechauns were originally known as tall fairies that would appear to humans as old men. But generations of reimagining their physical appearance have led to our current image of leprechauns as pint-sized magical men. You ever see a leprechaun woman?
No, I don't think there are leprechaun women.
Their story remains the same, however. Leprechauns keep their pots of gold hidden at the end of the rainbows, and if they're ever caught by a human, they must grant them 3 wishes to be released. So, little story of the leprechauns from Ireland.
A little folklore there.
Finn McCool was the son of Cumhall, the leader of the Fianna. He famously and accidentally gained all the knowledge in the world. There was a magical salmon in the river that was said to hold all the knowledge of the earth. Finn was to cook it for the chief poet Finnegas. Finn burned his finger while cooking and instinctively put it in his mouth to cool the burn. As the small piece of burnt salmon entered his mouth, a light flashed and Finn instantly knew all about the past, present, and future. That sounds like a movie somewhere.
Yeah, it does. I think a little Irish tale there,
yeah,
I'm assuming.
These are just some myths from Irish folklore.
Yeah, there you go. That's interesting. I don't believe I've ever heard that, to be honest.
I have not either, but now you have because
yes, indeed.
You were listening to the good stuff.